This is Weekend Connection, a public affairs program here on the Bible Broadcasting Network. Have you ever tried to get a youngster to eat something that they just did not want to eat? Well, we're going to talk about that challenge and the importance of good nutrition today on Weekend Connection. Let's get connected. And welcome to Weekend Connection here on BBN. Establishing good eating habits in the lives of young children. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to speak with Jennifer Glockner. Jennifer is a registered dietitian, and Jennifer has created an ebook series called Smarty Plate. And this series encourages youngsters to read and learn about making smart food choices. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer, tell us about the importance of establishing good eating habits at a young age.
Establishing good eating habits at a young age is really important because it's easier to establish these habits at a young age and try to break bad habits later on in life. And I read a study that showed that food preferences start from a young age. One study showed that babies who ate fruits and vegetables at 14 months were more likely to eat their fruits and vegetables at 4 years old. So getting them acquainted to fruits and vegetables early on is important. So they'll start liking their fruits and vegetables early on.
Most of us have heard since childhood that it's a good thing to eat fruits and vegetables. But what is so good about fruits and vegetables anyway?
Well, they are rich with nutrients. They have the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. And each one is so unique. So every color offers a different nutrient profile. So that's why it's important to get a variety throughout the week.
Yeah, I have heard that it is important to eat colorful fruits as opposed to those without color. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Is there some value in the fruits that are very colorful?
I feel that each one is important, but getting the different colors, they do offer the different nutrients. So a purple fruit or vegetable, they have different antioxidants than ones that are green or yellow. Like in my book, I talk about how it's important to get the whole team working together. I use the analogy of fruits and vegetables working together in a band. Like one fruit or vegetable is important and good by itself, but getting the whole team of musicians work together in perfect harmony. So that's why it's important to get all your colors.
We're speaking today with Jennifer Glockner. She's a registered dietitian. She's also author of the Smarty Plate series, encouraging young people to read and learn about making smart food choices. Jennifer, we hear about variety. It's good to have a variety in your diet. Is it okay to eat a little bit of most any kind of food, or are there any foods we should just completely stay away from?
Yeah, I don't believe in cutting out any food group. I believe in eating everything from carbs to protein and having good fats in your diet. But it is all about limiting certain foods like junk food or empty calories. But on the same vein, you don't want to forbid or restrict kids, for example, from eating special treats around the holidays, because that will just backfire and those foods will become more attractive. So just teaching about portion sizes and portion control is more important than eliminating any food from your diet.
You just answered one of my next questions. I was going to ask you specifically, you know, sometimes candy and other what we know really to be unhealthful foods are offered as rewards for behavior. Are you saying it's okay to do that in moderation?
Well, I don't believe in rewarding with food, but definitely allowing your kid to enjoy special treats for holidays or birthdays or some sort of special occasion is okay. Again, it's all about teaching them about the portion sizes, and sometimes even just having a bite or two of a special treat is enough to satisfy.
On Weekend Connection today, we're speaking with Jennifer Glockner. She's a registered dietitian. We're talking about nutrition, good nutrition, especially with youngsters. Jennifer, how do you get a child to try new foods?
That's not an easy question. Well, there are many studies that show that it can take up to 12 tries for a kid to like a new food. So it's all about involving the kids and getting them to help you not only in deciding what to eat, but also getting them into the kitchen and getting them to start cooking and finding healthy recipes together, taking them to farmer's market or a grocery store, having them pick out some fruits and vegetables and coming up with fun recipes together to try at home and trying different ways to prepare these foods. So maybe one time you can try roasting and the next time you can try grilling or putting these fruits and vegetables in a salad or in a soup, but definitely getting your kids' input is really important.
Again, we're speaking with Jennifer Glockner, a registered dietitian today on Weekend Connection here at BBN. Jennifer, when I grew up on the weekends, I ate three meals with my family, and during the week, I ate at least a couple of meals with them. Of course, I had one meal when I was at school. How important do you think it is to sit down with family members and eat? And is it important to do this at a regular time, on a regular schedule?
Family meals is really important. I know it is difficult because a lot of family members have different schedules, but at least try to get one or two family meals together during the week. And if that means only on the weekend, that's okay too. It doesn't have to be even a dinner. It could be a breakfast or a lunch. But many studies show that family meals can help decrease obesity because you're not skipping a meal. So you're having a regular set meal time. And it's an opportunity for parents to role model because kids learn through observation. So they see what you put on your plate. And if you're more excited about eating healthy foods, then your kids hopefully will become too. And it's also a time to avoid mindless eating. So putting away phones and turning off the TV and really being aware of what you're putting into your mouth and enjoying it. And it's also a great bonding experience.
We are inundated these days by messages from the media, social media, and so forth. Do you think popular culture is leaning toward wholesome nutrition now, or are we still just mostly promoting unwholesome food products?
Definitely the media does have influence, and fortunately, some of our commercials, it's still, especially for kids, they're unhealthy junk food. Because we all love high fatty, salty, sugary foods, and that's unfortunately what is still being promoted. I even saw today an article that showed that the circulars that are passed around for grocery stores, they promote unhealthy foods, and we really do need to make an effort to promote more healthier foods, both in the media and at home.
On Weekend Connection today, we're talking with Jennifer Glockner, a registered dietitian and creator of the ebook series called Smarty Plate. Jennifer, suppose I'm packing a lunch for my youngster, say my elementary school-aged child. What would be the ingredients of a wholesome lunchbox?
So any meal, I believe, fruits and vegetables should be the start. So at least half your lunch should be fruits and vegetables, and then a quarter of the lunch should be some sort of lean protein, and a quarter of your lunch should be a whole grain, and preferably those should be whole grain. So you can be creative with it. It doesn't have to be sandwich with just bread and cold cuts. Instead, you can be more creative and try a whole wheat tortilla or a whole wheat pita bread and present them to your kids as wraps or pinwheels or quesadillas. And include, like I said, lean protein. So that could be something like a chicken breast or a turkey breast and adding fruits and vegetables on the side. Or even instead of bread, you can use slices of fruits or vegetables and use those as the bread. And stuff, you can even stuff produce like tomatoes or red bell pepper with some sort of lean protein like beans and cheese or chicken salad, egg salad. So just have fun, be creative, and involve the kids, again, in the process.
Okay, Jennifer, we've mentioned the ebook series called Smarty Plate. First of all, what is an ebook and what is Smarty Plate?
So you can read the book on an e-reader, so something like a Kindle or your iPad. And Smarty Plate is the name of the series. I've just published the first book in the series called Teddy Tries a Veggie. So it's available now on Amazon and iTunes.
And I understand it's described as an interactive book or series. What does that mean?
Yes, it's interactive. So I have pop-up fun facts. I have interactive questions to start a dialogue between parents and kids. I have a drawing feature so kids can draw their favorite fruits or vegetables. I have quizzes and sound effects. So it is very interactive. You can read it just as a book itself, or each time you can find something new and easy to look at.
All right. Well, we hear so much in the news these days about poor nutrition and obesity with children. I'm sure that the information that we've learned today has been very helpful. We've been talking again with Jennifer Glockner, a registered dietitian and the creator of the ebook series called Smarty Plate. Jennifer, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me, Hank.